Reish Ayin Ches, I have. What do you have?
It wasn't marked. It's
okay.
It's open.
Va'atem Adveikim Hashem Alekeichem. This chapter is called Va'atem Adveikim Hashem Alekeichem. You are connected to Hashem, your God. So Nisi Yisrael brings a pasuk that says, "Api Advarim Va'ela Karati Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael." It is according to these words that I have made a covenant with you and Yisrael. Says in the Nesiv Shalom, Habris Hazois Yisharish Advekus Shalom Yisrael Basham Yisbarach. This covenant that the pasuk is referring to is the root of the connection between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. Shadvekus Hitachlis Kol HaTorah V'Mitzvos, because the connection is the goal, is the purpose of all Torah and Mitzvos, is to connect to Hashem. As it is brought in the Sefer Priyaris, that's the Sefer you guys were learning yesterday with my brother. Shekol HaTorah V'Mitzvos Hemrak Eitzos Al HaDvekus, that all Torah and Mitzvos are just tactics about how to reach Dvekus, how to reach connection.
Attention, your brother's giving a share over there.
Oh, he's giving a share.
What?
Yeah, I know they're meeting him, but I don't know why.
This is terrible. Competition.
It's all Torah. It doesn't matter.
Your father's here also. He's learning or something.
Do they know that Dominic is here?
I don't know. I'm going to go back and get coffee when it's ready. So I'll tell them.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
The Zohar HaKadosh says that all the mitzvahs are tactics to reach Dvekus. The Magid explains the Mishnah that says, the Mishnah talks about a person that learns Torah the Shema, and the Mishnah says that the entire world was created to assist this person. So the whole purpose of creation is for the sake of the person that learns Torah the Shema. So the Magid says the Tzavis also comes from the word connection. Ashen Tzavse. The Devek is what he's working. I mean, the entire world was only created for the sake of connecting to Hashem. This covenant that is between Hashem and Yisrael, Hibris Nitzchis, is a eternal covenant. Vashpah Tmidis, it is a constant flow. Veshefa Eloki, it is a godly flow that constantly flows to the neshamas of every yid. As the Rambam writes, that when a person is connected to Hashem, then a flow from above descends upon him. And the person is able to feel the Hashem's divine providence upon him all the time. And then no bad happening will happen upon him, because he is with Hashem and Hashem is with him. But it is only when a person has interrupted his connection to Hashem, and he is separated from Hashem, then Hashem is also separated from him. And then the person is vulnerable to bad happenings.
Excuse me, may I ask? Obviously, people who maybe it's not obvious, but things that you might say are bad, like starving to death, or so on, might happen to someone who has a strong connection to Hashem. But they don't. Maybe they don't see it as bad because they say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me this for whatever reason you're giving it to me. Or are we saying that actually getting hit by a truck doesn't happen to somebody who's connected to Hashem?
That's a very good question. I think that somebody would literally, would take these words of the Rambam literally, would say the latter. I don't think the words of the Rambam would be taken literally. And the literal understanding of these words is, if you're connected to Hashem, no bad happenings can happen. If you're not connected to Hashem, so then Hashem is not connected to you, and therefore you're left to you're vulnerable to all the happenings in the world, that as if, you know, it's hefker, which can't be.
That's hard to. Make job with experience,
or maybe
with history and
right.
Experience.
It just doesn't. One is not allowed to say that things happen to by accident. There's no such thing. And basically, that's what he's saying. Right? If Hashem removes his hashgacha from the person,
it might be how you relate to the events too.
That's what you have to say. So you have to say the pshat is what he's saying. What the Rambam is saying is that when the person is connected to Hashem, then. By definition, no bad happenings happen to him.
So you get hit by a truck and you say, this is for
actually,
the good.
After you get hit by the truck, you don't say anything.
Well, maybe
depends
you survive.
The truck is.
You hit by a truck. You say that this is, that somehow or another, something, this is for the good, somehow.
Right. Yeah. The person realizes that it's
true.
And then when a person severs his dveikus, or the person has interrupted his dveikus, it's then when the person feels as if bad things are happening to him. Okay. Chenuva ben Yisav sevaches l'Avram imanu b'la Yisayda v'haydez chesigan adayinu. And this is also brought in the name of the son of Rebbe, was other shani, these are his words. Kasher meisir ha-mesochem ha-liboy. When the person removes the barriers from his heart, harei lefi shechelek Hashem amoy. So since Hashem, that we are Hashem's portion, meigia loy oir me'atzmos ha-nefesh v'aleki lefi godel his davkusa b'shoidesh. Therefore, the person receives an illumination from the godly soul, according to the vekus that they have to their root. This concept illuminates the Klal Yisrael. Specifically in holy days, Shaul Bashef Rav, and then a greater flow comes down, and it's Allah neshamas ilui godol, and the neshamas are elevated, a tremendous elevation. Atkan l'shen yakadosh. These are the words of the Slan of Rebbe. So basically, what he's bringing from the Slan of Rebbe is that if there's any interruption to dveikus, that interruption is in our heart. As soon as we remove those barriers and we reconnect, we'll feel that flow of light that descends from above. Yes, the husband in Israel, Pi Amoshla, Mova Bisvara Magadashim. We can explain this according to Amoshla that is brought in the Svara. The Melech God Lubahad to a great and awesome king. In one of the provinces of his, in a very distant place, there are enemies of the king. So it was, the king found it necessary to send his son, the prince, to this faraway province. because the king felt that through this, the wisdom of this of his son, and by his presence there, the king would be able to strengthen the king's reign in that place, so that the enemy shouldn't take over. And since the prince is fulfilling a very important mission, a mission that is a first priority, therefore the king promises his child, he'll be constantly in touch with him. With Vegas, and there's going to be a connection through letters, and through hidden messages. Shiragman Amalek Mavinoi will be through a certain secret code that only the son of the king understands. And if the son feels that there is a specific danger to him, the king promised to send him armed security. Shishmir Olav, that should watch over him. And there's a covenant that is bound between them. Shekolz man sheben hamelech liyisiyach datem idvekusa b'melech. As long as the king realizes, as long as the prince realizes that he's dependent on his father's, that he's, first of all, that he's there for his father's mission, and that he is dependent on his father's security, shiyach alav hamelech neikol tzar v'oyev. So then the king will see to it that he's protected from any type of enemy. Shleiv goodbye. That's the mashal. So darzeh yesh lahavin Yehuda v'tafkid shlam Yisrael b'mazeh. So according to this, we can understand the goal, purpose of Bnei Yisrael in this world. Shenisav Hakadosh Baruch Hu yeladir v'tachtanim. Hashem desired to have a dwelling place among the lowly. This is the medrash my brother was referring to yesterday. It is in this world, this specifically Hashem wanted to have a dwelling place in this world, the dwelling place of the powers of the Sitrach and the Klippis. And Hashem only created this lowly world for the sake of Yisrael, that are called children to Hashem. And Hashem sent the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael that come from beneath the kisei hakavod, later the makom gvoy, the makom namach, to descend to a lowly place. Vayagdishu Hashem Yizbarach, and they should sanctify Hashem's name. Shtiyah malchus b'kamashola, to see to it that His kingdom should emanate everywhere. Vayde hakesher v'advekus shtiyah ben kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and through this constant bind that will be between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, you kshurim v'tomid. They will constantly be bound to Him, and they will be secure of any bad happenings. Hashem will not interrupt His Ashgacha from them ever. That's why Hashem gave us the Torah with love, by learning Torah and performing the mitzvahs, to me this, they will have a constant reminder, so that they shouldn't take their attention off of their connection to Hashem. As is the lashon of the medrash Tanchuma, mitzvahs am shluchei hamakom. That the mitzvahs are messengers of Hashem. Meaning they're messengers of Hashem to connect us to him. Name Galamor, and as we said before, they are etzos, they are tactics, echlekayim, v'sidwak, how to perform the ultimate mitzvah of connecting to Hashem. And through this, we are protected and secure from the powers of the Sitra Achra. And this is why the Kadmoinim established that a person should say the Shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechintai, that I'm doing this for the sake of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. A person should say that before learning Torah, before performing mitzvahs. What does that mean? The Hainish Laideh HaTorah HaMitzvahs Yisoyer Zivu Galiyan Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechintai. That through the Torah and the mitzvahs, there should be this, that this should bring about the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Amarumas B'zeh Gamal Yichud Udvekus Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. And this is Sitra Achra over there. The other side.
Yeah, the Sitra Achra.
Wow, that's on tape, isn't it?
That's what I mean. Sitra Achra means the other side.
It's on the other side. Oh, man. Have to be a bad thing.
And this also represents the unity of and the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. We have the Shekhinah dwells within each and every one of us. So when we say this is the, for the sake of the unity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, it represents the Shekhinah that dwells within each and every one of us. So it's really in essence it's a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. And this is what the Zohar Kaddish means when it says Kudosh Baruch Hu Arayis V'Yisrael Kuduchad, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Torah and Yisrael are all one. When these are Zohar Kaddish, as it says in the Zohar Kaddish, Gimel Dargan Inu Miskashen Dabeda, that there are three levels that connect to one another. Kodesh Baruch Hu Arayis V'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Yisrael, Shatari Kedoshe, Hivava Chibur Ben Hei Lo, Amarum Ezal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Hei Dato, Amarum Ezal Knesset Yisrael, that the Torah is the Vav of Hashem's name. Vav represents connection, and it connects the two Heis. The upper Hei is a reference to Hashem, and the lower Hei is a reference to Yisrael. V'Koyach HaTorah Kedoshe Nasa Chibur Edvekes Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and it's through the Torah Kedoshe that there is this connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael.
Are you going across the street? I need a coffee, if you don't mind.
How do you like to be taken?
One spoon of coffee, one spoon of sugar.
Oh, you don't want the fresh brew?
No difference.
Okay. I need milk?
Yeah, please.
Milk? More sugar?
Thank you.
So basically, the purpose of all Torah and mitzvahs is to connect to Hashem. And that's why we say the Shem Yichud before we perform a mitzvah. Because it's not only referring to just the Shekhinah in general, it's referring to the Shekhinah that dwells within each and every one of us. And we're, by doing this mitzvah, we are connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shekhinah within ourselves, which is in essence connecting ourselves to Hashem.
According
According to this, we can understand a unique understanding in the words of Chazal on the pasuk of Davka Bai. On the pasuk it says the Davka Bai, meaning you shall connect to him. So Chazal asks, how can a person connect to the Shechina? He's infinite or finite. How does that work? So the Chazal say that it means connect to a Talmud Chacham. So besides the simple understanding, as the Rambam explains this, is that a person should learn from Talmud Chacham's conduct. And also in order to be able to have a godly outlook at the entire creation. To see within all of creation the Creator. Because the Talmud Chacham has a heavenly look even on earthly matters. Because the Talmud Chacham sees in them the power of the Creator, that there is no one besides him, that you sustain everything. David, you got my text?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the answer? Can you take off the yellow tape so people can park? Just go ahead.
Because I know I spoke all over the place.
Take a good health these days.
This coffee came from Sitra Achar.
But we're raising it to new levels.
I know you're the enemy of the boy from
Shaka. Amen. Look how dark it is.
Dark blend.
Notice that the rabbi's is lighter.
That's right. More kedusha than that.
Yash was a Tom Panimi. So according to these words, there is a internal understanding. So even though the external understanding is by connecting to a Talmud Chacham, you're going to learn from his conduct. You're going to learn how to look at creation. Besides that, there's a more internal meaning. It is that through connecting to Talmud Chacham, you are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's that? It is through connecting to HaTalmud Chacham that there is this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is coming about. Oh, I think I know what he means is that he mentioned before that that in essence, there is the Shekhinah dwells within each and every person, each and every Eid. And there really is an essential connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. I mean, there is a natural connection. It's the person that causes the separation. It's not that it's naturally separated and we have to unite it. It's naturally connected. But we can sever it. We can separate it. By just by being unaware of the connection. As he said before, you know, as long as the person is connected, then you know nothing bad happens. Meaning, in a sense, the person is always connected and knows that whatever happens is godly. It's only when we're unaware of the connection and we're have a sense of independence, that's when that's when we cause the separation. So he says when a person is connecting to the Talmud Chacham, it's not just that the person is just learning how to conduct themselves. The person is, by connecting to the Talmud Chacham, the person is realizing through the Talmud Chacham that they need to be connected through the eyes of the Talmud Chacham, the person realizes that there is this constant connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. So when the Chazal say the way you perform Ubay Sidbak, the way you perform the mitzvah of connecting to Hashem is through connecting to the Talmud Chacham. What Chazal is saying is that when you connect to the Talmud Chacham, you're going to realize that you're connected.
You're connected to
Hashem.
Through the intermediary.
No,
of the
you don't need
Chacham
the intermediary.
Or what
no,
do you mean?
So he's saying is the Talmud Chacham will, when you realize how the Talmud Chacham lives his life, and with what outlook he lives his life, it's not just his outlook on creation, it's his outlook on...
Yes.
On
so you are learning conduct. You are learning
conduct. Not conduct. It's just
more than conduct, it's outlook in addition.
Outlook. This will be explained more. You might just dispel everything I just said, but this will be explained more according to the words of the Slonim Rebbe in his Kuntres on Emunas Chachamim. Says the Son of Rebbe that the life source and the pnimius of Torah flows to the world every day, every hour, every moment. To the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, Shefa Yerda Neshama Klolus Anikras Knesset Yisrael. This flow descends to the general neshama, the all-encompassing neshama that is called Knesset Yisrael. May Aklam Nimshech L'Rosh Ha'Aida, and from this general neshama, this all-encompassing neshama, it draws down to the. To the heads of the communities, Kved Hashem Chayef Aleihem, and the honor of Hashem hovers over them. Lahanik Aleihem Habracha, Lahanik Aleihem Habracha Ruchnias, to bestow upon them this spiritual blessing, Hashefa the Kus, this godly flow, Hashem Mechadish B'tuvei B'chayim Tomid, that Hashem in His goodness renews every day. And this is bestowed upon this leader according to the generation, the time, the year, the leader, and his people. And according to the awakening from below, meaning according to the desire to be a beneficiary of this flow. And someone who separates himself from this source of life, even though he might be serving Hashem, It is as if he's just benefiting from the Sviach is when you're harvesting and a seed falls down and it just grows on its own.
It's as if you're
benefiting from the sviach of the sviach.
Is that bad?
It's a random thing. It wasn't planned.
Sprouts of the sprouts. Okay, I'm not sure where he's going here. The person does not merit this light and flow that Hashem renews every day. He is saying that it is like an intermediary. That the flow flows through the tzaddik, flows through the Talmud Chacham to the masses, and it is only those who connect to the Talmud Chacham that will receive that flow. What I told you before,
like those sprouts of the sprouts.
What
is receiving that?
He says someone who separates himself from the Talmud Chacham, the Dasam Avirams, the Kairachs. They are the so they are removing themselves from that flow. So the flow goes through the leader. However, what I told you before, I believe is true. It's a specific outlook that the Talmud Chacham has of how their neshama is connected to Hashem. That is what we need to connect.
Are we on at 11 today?
Rabbi.
I take one foot to the airport.